that was it. There was a spirit of ex-empire, this thing of things can't be done. Whereas in America, I always felt there was a spirit of can be done, the pioneer thing. Go, do it. What do you want to do? I want to put babies on spikes. Go, then. Go. What a wonderful life. It's an American dream. Hi, I'm Crazy Eddie. I put babies on spikes. Do you want a rack of babies? We got babies on racks. They taste of chicken. They do. Babies taste of chicken. Cannibals say that human flesh tastes of chicken, so babies must taste of chicken. And chickens taste of humans. Good. I'm glad you're coming with me on that. Yes. So, this is all true. And, so, yeah. So we had empires. In Europe, we had empires. Everyone had France and Spain and Britain and Turkey. The Ottoman Empire, full of furniture for some reason. And the Austro-Hungarian Empire, famous for fuck all. Yes, all they did was slowly collapse like a flan in a cupboard. And the German Empire, very organized, always build an empire, eins zwei, build an empire, very Prussian. And then they'd celebrate with the World War and then lose the whole fucking empire by the end of it. In the 30s, Hitler, Czechoslovakia, Poland, France, Second World War, Russian front, not a good idea. Hitler never played Risk when he was a kid. Because, you know, playing Risk, you could never hold on to Asia. That Asian, Eastern European area, you could never hold it, could you? 7 extra men at the beginning of every go, but you couldn't fucking hold it. Australasia, that was the one, Australasia. All the purples, get everyone on Papua New Guinea and just build up and build up. And Hitler ended up in a ditch covered in petrol on fire. So, that's fun. I think that's funny. Because he was a mass-murdering fuckhead. And that was his honeymoon as well. Double trouble. Hey. Ava, let's marry. And where shall our honeymoon be? Well, in a ditch covered in petrol on fire. I've already arranged it upstairs. Oh, how romantic, Adolf. Yes, I know. Fun. What a bastard. And he was a vegetarian and a painter, so he must have been going, I can't get the fucking trees. Damn, I will kill everyone in the world. He was a mass murdering fuckhead, as many important historians have said. And but the other mass murderers got away with it. Stalin killed many millions, died in his bed. Well done there. Pol Pot killed 1.7 million Cambodians, died under house arrest, age 72. Well done indeed. And the reason we let them get away with it is because they killed their own people. And we're sort of fine with that. Oh, help yourself, you know. We've been trying to kill you for ages, so you kill your own people. Right on that. Seems to be. Hitler killed people next door. Oh, stupid man. After a couple of years, we won't stand for that, will we? And Pol Pot killed 1.7 million people. We can't even deal with that. I think, you know, we think if somebody kills someone, that's murder, you go to prison. You kill 10 people, you go to Texas, they hit you with a brick, that's what they do. 20 people, you go to a hospital, they look through a small window at you forever. And over that, we can't deal with it, you know? Somebody's killed 100,000 people. We're almost going, well done, well done. You killed 100,000 people? You must get up very early in the morning. I can't even get down the gym. Your diary must look odd. Get up in the morning, death, 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 lunch. Death, 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 afternoon tea, death, 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 quick shower. You know, so I suppose we're glad that Pol Pot's under house arrest. You know, 1.7 million people, at least we know where he is. Under house arrest. Just don't go in that fucking house, you know? I know a lot of people who would love to be under house arrest. They bring you your food. You just stay here. All right. Have you got any videos? You know, you just sit there. So, and Pol Pot was a history teacher, and Hitler was a vegetarian painter. So, mass murderers come from the areas you least expect it. I don't know how the flip comes over, but it happens. So, yeah. So there was a lot of that, and we built up empires. We stole countries. That's what you do. That's how you build an empire. We stole countries with the cunning use of flags. Yeah. You just sail around the world and stick a flag in. I claim India for Britain. And they go, you can't claim us, we live here. 500 million of us. Do you have a flag? We don't need a bloody flag. It's our country, you bastard. No flag, no country. You can't have one. That's the rules that I've just made up. And I'm backing it up with this gun that was lent from the National Rifle Association. That was it, you know. And Queen Victoria became Empress of India. She never even fucking went there, you know. She was one of our more frumpy queens. They're all frumpy, aren't they? Because it's a bad idea when cousins marry. Bottom of the gene pool, you know, you're just scraping the barrel there. Haven't got enough for any more you royals there, sorry. First rule of genetics, spread the genes apart, you know. But the royals are just obsessed with it. Are you a royal family? Are you a royal member? Well, then you can marry me because you're the same gene pool and our IQs will go down the toilet. Fantastic. That's why there's no, you know, crazy royals. They're all kind of, hello, hello, what do you do? You're a plumber. What on earth is that? So, yeah. And the Second World War, after the Second World War, that's when all the empires sort of dissolved. And we came first in the Second World War, but we were financially fucked by the end of the Second World War. Because there was a period of time, it was just us and the Nazis. And they'd been making weapons for ages. They had a head start. We were going, get the tanks out, we haven't got any tanks, get that ice cream van out there, get it out there. Kill! All right, oh, fuck it. Fuck off. Everything, just throw everything at them, just... That's not harder. Orange fruities and zooms. Throw the zooms. Fuck off, you bastard. Pots and pans. Get pots. Just throw the pots and pans at them. So by the time America came in, because you were watching a US cavalry film, because the US cavalry always comes in just towards the end of the film. Okay, let's go, America. I love the smell of Europe in the morning. So, how are you doing? And we were going, fucking hell, where have you been? Having breakfast. So, what's going on? Hey. So, America did well. Russia did well, and they deservedly so, because 500,000 American soldiers died, 500,000 British soldiers died, and about 26 million Russian soldiers died, soldiers and civilians. And that's just 50 times as many. It's just unfucking believable. You know, and no one mentions this. These are just figures I discovered. And that's why they put up... Because, I mean, Napoleon had been steaming in there, you know, 100 years before. I'm going to kill them, I'm going to go, oh, it's a bit cold. Right. Okay, bad idea. And then Hitler, I've got a better idea. Oh, it's the same idea. So no wonder they set up the Eastern Bloc. You know, they wanted a buffer zone. It wasn't fair, but that's what they did. So they're kind of, you know, that's where they're coming from. And it's about 20 million Nazi Germans died, but they did start it. They did start that one. And, yeah, so it was that. And France hated the war because, you know, southern France was collaborating with the Germans. Embarrassing. So since then, they've been kind of spiky and kind of French. And... I'm very positive on the French. My family way back was French, so I'm just, yeah, I go with it. But they are kind of, well, fucking French at times. All of Europe, you must do this. Well, we're not gonna. We're gonna have a sandwich. And Germany and Japan, they do seem to have a natural instinct in a very generalized way for organization and being military. But, you know, there's a very strong Green Party there now. There's kids with beards. It's getting okay. And I just think that Japan and Germany should be the peacekeepers of the world. They should be parachuted in whenever something breaks out. Parachute Germans and Japanese in who go, look, we've done this before. We've done the killing. Hello. Take it from us. Just chill out. All right? And that they organize peace really efficiently, really quickly. All right, peace is organized. It'd be brilliant if they could do it. That's their destiny, man. Yeah. And Italy invented fascism in 1922. Mussolini said, right, we're all fascists, but most Italian people are always on scooters going, ciao. And they're into football and life, and they're not fascists, you know. He said, we're all fascists. All right, ciao. No helmet on. All those 50s films like Roman Holiday, it's just like that. Everyone's just cool and hangs out. So after the Second World War, the whole, you know, world was going, come on, Europe, give these countries back. Come on, you know, we've had a bloody war. Let's give them back.